So if we think back to the psalm, we have a great hymn of praise to God, God the Creator. We've got God breathing life into his creation. The word ruach, which we spoke about earlier, means spirit, it means breath, and it means wind. All of those meanings, so that we got the complete picture of the spirit there. So we've got all creatures depending on God. God delights in all that he's created. So we've got all of his creation rejoicing in him. What better message could we have for the day of Pentecost? So if we turn to Acts, we've got all of the disciples gathered in one place, and we've got a sound, a blowing of a violent wind coming from heaven and filling the whole house where they were sitting. So we've got the wind of the Spirit there. First of all, let me explain about the day of Pentecost. In Jewish tradition, it was a Feast of Weeks. It was the first fruits of the harvest celebration originally. And then later they came to celebrate what happened on Sinai with the giving of the law, when God gave the law to Moses and the people that obeyed it were God's people. So that meaning is carries on, really, if you like, in our thoughts of Pentecost, with the Spirit coming down to individual believers and making them God's people and making them ready to go and be his witnesses. So we've got the disciples all sitting there. We've got what sounded like a mighty wind coming. And it said they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The result was that everybody they spoke to could understand them. They were truly being witnesses to God. So we've got God wanting us to be his people. We've got Jesus' promises fulfilled. Remember, he kept telling the disciples to wait for the gift as promised. I don't know if they knew what they were expecting to wait for. What were they expecting as a gift? Were they expecting a nicely wrapped present of some sort? But they got something much better than that. They got the gift of the Holy Spirit, which filled them and meant that all other people could understand them. They were accused of being drunk. So when Peter stands up to deliver his sermon, he said, they can't be drunk, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. So we get Peter giving his fantastic sermon. Think of the Peter that we know, that only opened his mouth to change feet. A Peter that kept getting things wrong. And we got him preaching such a wonderful sermon. But how many people were added to the numbers that day? 3,000 were added to the numbers of believers that day just because of Peter's sermon. Now, Pentecost is one of the three main festivals of the Christian church. We've had Easter, we've had Christmas, and now we're at Pentecost. And Pentecost gets very much forgotten, I feel. But actually, it is one of the three great festivals of Christianity. What could be more wonderful than God's Spirit coming and filling everybody, filling all the disciples, filling all the believers? So, Thursday of last week was Ascension Day. And before Jesus left them, he gave them the Great Commission. Think of the end of Matthew's Gospel. What does he say to them at the end of Matthew's Gospel? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And then he leaves them. So his promise to be with them always is fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. So we're never left alone. We're never left on our own without God. Even sometimes when it feels like it, that's more to do with us than to do with him. Because God is always there with us. And Peter affirms that the Spirit is being poured out on all flesh, female and male, young and old, slave and free. Pillars of cloud and fire led the people of Israel through the wilderness towards the promised land. But now the wind and fire of the Spirit empowers Jesus' apostles to witness to his resurrection. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and to the ends of the earth. Isn't that wonderful? And that's still happening today. Not so much in this country, but in other countries of the world. Thousands of people are coming to Christ today, in places like Namibia, for instance. So let us praise God that that's happening. So the present that they were waiting for, but they didn't know what it was going to be, was this coming in wind and fire, being filled dramatically with God's Holy Spirit. This power and life spills out into the whole of creation. Peter says that it's the culmination of many centuries of waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise, made known through Old Testament prophets. The disciples are amazed at the scope of God's love and see a glimpse of what the future might hold in God's kingdom. And we consider our part in continuing the widening of his kingdom. We take the opportunity today to dream dreams and explore our vision. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the coming of your Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. We thank you for everything you do for us and with us each day. And we thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit who lives with us and within us. We pray that through him we might be inspired and encouraged and enabled to do your will, that we might be witnesses, that we might carry on the work that Jesus started. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.